In the Philippines, the government task force in charge of the bid to rescue Irish missionary Father Michael Sinnott have issued a plea to his kidnappers to start negotiations. Officials of Pagadian Diocese remain concerned about the priest's health despite receiving a video of the man along with a $2 million ransom demand. The area where the priest is being held around Lanao del Sur province is the stronghold of the Moro Islamic Liberation Front. The rebel group has been negotiating a peace deal with the government and has offered its help in securing Father Sinnott's release. We spoke to the regional superior of the Columban missionaries in the Philippines, Father Pat O'Donoghue.
It was a relief for us to see him. It was a joy after the silence of 3 weeks. But I have to say that for me personally, it was also very sad. But as I looked at the video a second time, what struck me deeply was he was in a very undignified situation. But even though he was in those conditions, his own dignity shone through. He had not lost it. In fact, his gentleness continued to be seen. And I was very struck that in the middle of all of this, the goodness of God was still flowing through him. And I hope, I do believe actually, that it's flowing into the very people around him who have taken him. And hopefully that God would use that also to change their hearts so that they would, in fact, have compassion and let him go now. Maybe this is the mystery of evangelization, that, you know, the God who has come to us with great love into our situation and looks at us and calls us, but we don't see him. And when we do, then, of course, our hearts are changed. So I would just hope that if the people holding him would even look at the person, I can't believe they could be around him for a length of time without at least being touched by the goodness and the gentleness and the love of this man.